Network.
All right, we only got 5 minutes overdrive here. Kind of like the reserve portion of the show to get to Katrina and Tahiti. John in Florida listening on XM. You know, we didn't used to ask how you're calling, but I really want to start doing that because we have so many great AM and FM affiliates and others. Katrina in Tahiti. Boy, I wish I could visit there someday. Listening and watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for your support, Katrina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great to talk to you today. I just want to say how much I really love Ron Paul, and I'm just pushing for Ron Paul to everyone I know. Even though I'm watching everything happen on the net, I can see clearly what's happening, and it really scares me. I'm trying not to be scared, but I know I see it way more clearly than a lot of folks.
Well, wait, don't be scared. The system are the ones totally panicking about Ron Paul.
Well, yes, I see that too, and I'm happy to see that, except now I see this Rick Perry spewing stuff about the Fed, and that just makes me sick.
He's like, we got to battle the New World Order. That's why the big banks are flooding my coffers with money. I know. Well, I mean, it's like Hitler at the end of World War II dressing up like Churchill and shaving his head and gaining 100 pounds and saying, we shall never surrender. I mean, they're just getting into our uniforms because they're worried.
Absolutely. But this is the whole reason why I don't live in the United States anymore. I moved out of there because of what was happening.
How was Tahiti? I hear it's nice.
Today is kind of rainy, but that's okay. That's part of living in the tropics, and I love it here. I can't imagine ever moving back unless things change at home. I do consider the United States my home, even though I don't live there now. You know, I get some of that crap from people, too. Oh, you don't live here. What do you care? I care very much.
Aaron Russo, you're an expat, or even if you're not, I mean, you're allowed to have your views about America. Aaron Russo said Tahiti was great. Katrina, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for being a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. John in Florida, listening on XM Channel 168. John, you're on the air. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. I just want to make a correction. It's actually Channel 166. That way you guys can.
I know. I'm on live during the day on one channel, and then they re-air at other times on others. I should actually know what channels I'm on, but I don't listen to myself much. You're on 166. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say it's awesome to see and hear how upset you get about them ignoring Ron Paul, because, I mean, that's how you feel when you hear them, ignoring Ron Paul. Constantly.
It's not just that they're ignoring him. They're a bunch of lying scallywags all repeating the exact talking point, which shows you whether it's liberal or conservative TV, they all work for the same banksters. They're a bunch of traitor scum lying to their fellow countrymen. I'm sorry. They're scum. Go ahead.
I know. No. You're absolutely right. Like, to hear Newt Gingrich on TV during the debates talk about auditing the Federal Reserve, but yet the guy who was the original talking about that, and those are Ron Paul's views. I mean, my question, what I wanted to ask you pertaining to that is, mainstream guys like Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, do you think these guys really understand the truth about the
Yes. At Hannity and Limbaugh and the Forget It All, Do It Live, Bill O'Reilly level. They 100% enjoy conning people. They know exactly what they're doing. They know they work for the establishment. They think they're the winners. They think it's all cute and funny. At that level, these are very, at least sociopaths, who really hate America and really think what they're doing is funny, and they hate conservatives so much that they're willing to pose as them to bring this country down. They are 100% conscious of exactly what they're doing, and they relish it. They enjoy lying to people. They hate their audiences. Glenn Beck, they think their audiences are scum. These are not real. These people are the trash of the earth. They are the ultimate filth.
That is unbelievable. Well, one thing I can say, it's definitely an information war, because the information that they're putting out there is completely false. And I'm trying to spread the word about Infowars.com, Alex. Appreciate
it. God bless you, John. Sorry to Tim and others. It's time to stop mincing words, okay? When you see them all with the exact same talking point, there you go. The mainline Republicans aren't going to fix this, okay? The Democrats aren't going to fix it. They know Ron Paul's the solution, so they're attacking real Americans.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tuesday, the 16th day of August, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We have Glenn Spencer, researcher and reporter, joining us in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, dealing with the ATF promoting the high-level ATF agents that even after their subordinates reported that the gun running into Mexico was criminal and killing citizens and cops on both sides of the border, including Border Patrol, they continued the operation to then demonize the Second Amendment. They have been promoted and given giant raises. This is standard procedure. The FBI agents that ordered their underlings to stand down on 9/11, including FBI agents that said, I believe they want to get an aircraft and fly them into the World Trade Center. They said, that's it, shut up, you're off the case. When they spoke about it, they demoted those officers, those agents in Minneapolis, in Phoenix and other areas, and it's the same situation here. Smoking gun evidence of criminal activity reporting and the system supporting these individuals. Now, We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. It's all coming out, dealing with Rick Perry being a giant Al Gore supporter. That's all coming up. Tons of international news, financial news. But first, I want to premiere here for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers the Ron Paul Tipping Point. We're going to premiere the special report now.
If you get video of Sarah Palin or get a soundbite from her, bring that back to us. You can hold the Ron Paul stuff.
That's the one thing Donald Trump has ever been right about, is that he's unelectable.
We are in the business of kicking candidates out of the race.
This Ron Paul is going to destroy this party.
Paul's doing very well out in Iowa, and I don't think that's going to thrill a lot of the Republican establishment.
My friends, we have reached a tipping point in the United States. Congressman Ron Paul, a true defender of liberty and freedom, a man who's never compromised in his speeches, but more importantly in his actions with his votes in Congress, a person who has an absolutely perfect voting record when it comes to the Constitution, is surging right now. He has won the coveted CPAC straw poll 2 years in a row. He has dominated the New Hampshire straw poll. He came in second place, despite the fact that Michelle Bachmann admittedly bought 4,000 votes in the Iowa straw poll. He is winning all over the country, other straw polls, other online polls, scientific polls. He's gotten more money from the military than all the other Republicans combined, and he's gotten more than Obama got. Think about that. And the list goes on and on and on. He is routinely in the top five search terms on Google. Other candidates don't even show up. But something else is happening here. You may go outside and see that the sky is blue. The so-called mainstream, and they're not really mainstream anymore, and that's the tipping point I'm about to get to, the so-called mainstream media has been beating the drum with this mantra that Ron Paul can't win. Ron Paul's a joke. The system is running scared in a headlong panic of Ron Paul. They knew his potential in 2008 and successfully sold the hoax that he was unelectable. But this time, the shrill cries are deafening. From Rush Limbaugh, hatefully talking about how Ron Paul will destroy their precious neocon warmongering party.
This Ron Paul is going to destroy this party if this is nuts on parade.
To CNN pundits saying there's no way he can win.
If you look at the top two here, Michelle Bachmann followed by Ron Paul, you could argue that the polls are showing those are among the two that do the worst put up against President Obama.
To reports at Politico where they say Michelle Bachmann gets first place, Pawlenty gets third, no mention of Ron Paul. Why are they so scared of Ron Paul? Well, the ruling class of this country, the Fortune 100, the Private Federal Reserve, have amassed their wealth through monopoly. They've amassed their wealth through insider, anti-capitalist, crony systems. And now their system is basically imploding because of their corrupt policies and activities and looting. And here's Ron Paul, who's called it every step of the way with incredible precision, who has the constitutional answers to get our country back on the right track, and the system is scared to death. They're like vampires faced with a cross or holy water or a truckload of garlic. They are in absolute panic mode because they've looked at the numbers, and they know Ron Paul is the real front runner in the 2012 election. And they know that if he continues to catch on, even their electronic voting machines won't be able to stop a landslide. And if they did, the public would see right through it. So they have to convince you that he's unelectable. They have to sell you on the idea that, oh, I like Ron Paul, but he's not available. You know, he can't win. The fact that Ron Paul is the true front runner and is popular across the political spectrum. And major political analysts have had to admit that only Ron Paul can effectively beat Barack Obama. That's why the system is scared of him. And that illustrates how awake people are, that Ron Paul is the most popular. And if this was a fair game and wasn't rigged, would be our next president. So some of you then say, well, Alex, why are you supporting Ron Paul if you think it's rigged? Well, we've got to fight whether it's rigged or not. Ron Paul is in there injecting real issues about the Federal Reserve, torture, preemptive wars, the inflation tax. Everything that he's warned us about is now coming true. And so he's there bearing testament to the truth and rallying more and more young people. You know, the Bilderberg Group 3 years ago panicked, according to our sources, and said, the kids aren't into mainline neocon conservatism. They're not into communism, both systems we control. They're into true libertarianism. They're into constitutionalism. They're rediscovering the laws and the systems and the civilization that defeats tyrants. They're discovering the shield that allows people to grow and live and be prosperous. And in closing, that is the most important point. The tipping point is reached. Ron Paul's popularity is growing exponentially, and it is a manifestation of how popular liberty is and the fact that the spirit of 1776 is being rediscovered. And the tipping point is more illustrated by the full court press when they saw him getting standing ovations and winning that Republican primary with all those other wolves attacking this lion. And the fact that the public that was there watching was totally sold on his message, they panicked and threw everything they could Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at him. They sent in Bachman to buy the votes. They did it all. All the stops were removed. They gave full power to their system. And what happened? They failed. And so today on Monday, oh, Politico changed their headline. It was Bachman won and Paul came in second. And Associated Press came out and said, once a fringe candidate, Paul shaping 2012 race. He's the leader. Associated Press. That's the proof of the total tipping point being reached. We're right on the cusp. We've got to put our maximum effort in. Is article after article after article after article saying Ron Paul was treated wrong. Ron Paul was screwed. Ron Paul can win. It's a hoax that Ron Paul can't win. They already knew that beforehand, but you caught them. They came and told you that you couldn't have Ron Paul. They told you he wasn't an option on the menu. You came in and you said, I want the filet mignon with the au gratin potatoes and green beans. And they said, sorry, sir, it's not on the menu. You said it is on the menu. And they said, oh, it's a mistake. It's not. And you looked over and watched them deliver a plate of it to somebody. You're going, no, I know that's on the menu. And so they're like, oh, you're right. He is on the menu. Okay, Ron Paul is in the forefront. But let's look at Rick Perry over here. You know, he was Al Gore's campaign chairman in Texas. He does support forced inoculations. He has nice hair. He talked about secession. How does that sound? They are throwing everything at the American people right now. The bankers either gain the whole world through their fraud or they lose it all now. They have gambled everything. They will either succeed now or fall forever. And it's the same thing for the March of Liberty. We succeed because we resist. And the system is running scared of Ron Paul right now. Their attempt to sell the public on the fraudulent idea that he's unelectable. No one is unelectable if you decide to elect them. Don't let them choose for you. Their scam may have worked 3.5 years ago, but now when someone so clearly is a front runner, he should be our next president. And they're going to pull out every stop just like they did with Rand Paul. But as that election illustrates, no amount of lies and spin is going to stop the people once they're aware of the fraud. Once you're aware of the magician's trick, no amount of bull will sell you on the fraud anymore. The tipping point is here. They got their hind ends handed to them when they ran the hoax that he couldn't be elected. And now they're backing off, but only for a time. They'll be back with new tricks. Maybe they'll say Ron Paul kidnapped a woman, like they said about Rand, or that he kept black slaves in his basement, or that he's part alien. Maybe They'll say that he hurts little puppy dogs. You better know they're going to try to assassinate his character and his name because they're trying to assassinate the idea of liberty and freedom. But all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot put the New World Order's garbage and propaganda back together again. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
/audio presentation, The Ron Paul Tipping Point, and it's very important that once it goes up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that all of our listeners who are online get that video and send it to all of your brainwashed mainline Republican friends. because there is a continuity of agenda by the mega banks and corporations for now more than 50 years that's coming to fruition now to totally destroy the once free republic that we live in. The rhetoric is different between Republicans and Democrats, but at the end of the day, their actions are the same. And coming up in the next long segment, I'm going to get to some very exciting news. It has now come out in the Associated Press, Politico, and a whole bunch of other newspapers last night and today that, yes, Rick Perry was the chief of staff and the chairman of Al Gore's campaign in Texas for president. Now, I mean, I don't make stuff up. It was you people calling me a George Soros operative for talking about that. You got it backwards. Okay, you people, and you're still going to try to deny it, but it was clearly, you know, they had the Dallas blog that every day worships Rick Perry come out months ago and basically say I was making all this stuff up as well, but it doesn't matter. Truth comes out. Even though it's sad but true, it comes out. And only the truth is going to start setting things right in this country and this world. Buying into lies and saying, that's not true, he didn't work for Al Gore. That's not true, he wasn't for forced inoculations. That's not true, he didn't go to Bilderberg Group. That's not true, he didn't vote for gun control when he was in the Texas legislature. That's not true. Yes, it is true. It is true and more. We're going to go over it. And the fact that the hoax against Ron Paul has backfired in their face, and now it's one of the big media issues, is why did the media try to basically cover up the Ron Paul candidacy? Fox, CNN, The Daily Show, they're all having to talk about it because their people meters went off the charts. There was an absolute revolt last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, not just by Alex Jones. You see, I'm just a bellwether. I'm like a weather vane on top of your house, which way the wind's blowing. And I indicate which way people that love liberty are going. Okay? I don't turn with the wind. I always point straight towards liberty. And I see what other people see. I get outraged just like you get outraged. And this totally backfired on them, as I said yesterday on the radio. And as I said in the video I shot last night that Aaron stayed up all night to produce, I ordered him not to stay up all night. I said, it can come out the next day if you need to go home. And but I left here at about 7:30 and I got here this morning and he said the video's completed. That's dedication. And those of us that love liberty, we have that type of dedication that Aaron Dykes has. He will work 2 days in a row with nothing but coffee and health food powering him. By the way, I'm very proud of Aaron. Aaron and I both have gotten a bit portly over the years, and Aaron's probably lost 20, 30 pounds. I'm really, really proud of him. He's my role model. I wish I had the steel will of Aaron. Really proud of Aaron Dykes. It's great to work with him. Now, really proud of this entire crew, by the way. It is an enjoyment every day to come in here with the great people that work in my office and their love of liberty and all the different interesting characters that are here. I just want to say that my crew is wonderful. And you, the listeners, are part of our crew. We're all together, side by side, in this fight for freedom. And this second American Revolution that I call 1776 worldwide. And it's time for people who've been on the fence. I don't care what political name you give yourself or what your history is. It's time for you to choose a side. The evidence that this government is bought and paid for and has been hijacked is absolutely overwhelming. It's ridiculous if you're still in denial. And the tenets of our republic, of our founders and their visionary minds, is the antidote to the globalist snake bite that we are convulsing under right now. And it could all end if we just recognize there's a problem, start respecting ourselves, believe that we all have power, and take action against tyranny. Now, I want to cover the tipping point more now, then I'll get into all this news, and then open phones. Phones are not open yet. This is a scientist at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, top statisticians, have found, and this is what other major studies for hundreds of years have found, Gandhi talked about truth going through several stages. First it's ignored, then they attack you. Then it's accepted as just common sense. Minority rules. Scientists discover tipping point for the spread of ideas. Well, their scientists found what humans have known for thousands of years. That it is a highly motivated minority, whether for evil or good, that's going to win the day. That's what Thomas Jefferson said. It does not take a majority, only an irate minority who will not back down and who will not stop.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Falling. But it's only when that shield begins to fall that we see the effects and that people begin to wake up and realize just how valuable and absolutely essential it is. All right, getting into this latest breakdown. And again, you can read the Founding Father quotes about it does not take a majority to prevail. But a focused, motivated minority with the light of liberty burning in their heart. In fact, here's a Samuel Adams quote. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Samuel Adams. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams. Let's read some more of this evil evil person that FEMA demonizes in their symposiums to police. We must indeed all hang together, or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. Benjamin Franklin. Anyone who trades liberty for security deserves neither liberty nor security. Benjamin Franklin. Rebellion against tyrants is obedience to God. You know that one. Benjamin Franklin. Where liberty is, there is my country. Benjamin Franklin. Let me give you an Alexander Hamilton quote. In framing a government, which is to be administered by men, over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and in the next place, oblige it to control itself. And it goes on from there. Now, let me get to this tipping point. Ron Paul is only a manifestation of that. Just like the sun coming out will heat the ground, and plants will turn towards it for photosynthesis. The tyranny is causing the response. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And so, as darkness rises, goodness is going to rise. And the system understands these basic laws. The globalists are obsessed with natural law. They understand it and manipulate it and subvert it. Once you're aware of natural law, of common sense as it's known popularly, it is your lantern. It is your light. It is your guiding torch to understand what's happening. Humans act the same over and over again. Now listen to this. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute have found that when just 10% of the population holds an unshakable belief, their belief will always be adopted by the majority of the society. The scientists, who are members of the Social Cognitive Networks Academic Research Center, used computational and analytical methods to discover the tipping point where a majority belief becomes the majority opinion. The finding has implications for the study and the influence of societal interactions, ranging from the spread of innovations to the movement of political ideas. When the number of committed opinion holders, how about fact holders, this is distorted information, below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of ideas. It would literally take the amount of time comparable to the age of the universe for this size of a group to reach the majority, said SCNACR director the Claire and Roland Schmidt, designated professor at the university, went on to say, once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. Funny, I was just reading the Founding Father talk about setting brush fires in the minds of men and women. Oh, you guys just discovered, did you just discover water was wet? Did you just discover Marilyn Monroe and her prime looked like an ice cream sundae? Did you just discover that fast cars are fun? Did you just discover black uniforms on police signify you live in the tyranny? Did you just discover the universe? It continues. When the number of committed opinion holders is below 10%, there is no visible progress in the spread of the ideas. Once that number grows above 10%, the idea spreads like flame. And that's why the technocrats have built this control grid police state. That's why they've had to use chemicals in the food and water and the GMO. That's why they've had to use the television to try to dumb people down. That's why they've had to psychically and societally and socially attack everyone to dehumanize you, because only a group of addled zombies, cognitively poisoned, can be led by this unnatural system. And that's why I hate tyranny so much, is that it overruns the strong. It overruns the creative. It attacks the leaders. It attacks the beautiful, because the control freaks are like a cancer. They're not dominant. They're malfunctioning. They don't hold beauty in high esteem. They don't honor it. Their spirit, their soul, their intellect does not commune with all that is good. They see beauty as ugly. They want to pull it down. I've studied history. I've studied their psychological makeup. In every case in history, these particularly nasty elites do this. Sometimes you get a philosopher king. I'm always against kings and centralized power. But sometimes you get a king who discovers beauty and discovers humanity and society. And those are times when societies flourish like nothing you've seen. But it's very rare, and that person always falls because the levers are seen by the tyrants and the control freaks under them, those that simply seek power for power's sake, who want to press blindly on the nerve of power. They will overthrow anything centralized. And so a philosopher king, the wise king, and it's happened many times in history, is still extremely rare. And it's transient. It's like lightning in a jar. It flashes and is gone. Only a generally educated and informed populace in science, mathematics, beauty, literature, music, history, the love and desire to build and to honor creativity and honorableness, that will build a system that will take us to the stars and beyond. And beyond the subatomic, all of it. We're already unlocking the secrets of the universe. We've only begun to learn. We've only begun to even imagine the incredible power that our species is capable of. The globalists, at least 30 years advanced, are still mere children, despite the fact that they have even more advanced secrets. Just because they cold-bloodedly understand how humanity operates and have created this artificial habitat to control us, doesn't mean that they still aren't influenced in blowback by the societal poisoning that they've engaged in. And so now you've got psychopathic groups with armies of sociopath control freaks under them, and the mental midgets that also serve them in the lower rungs, in control of what can only be described as super science systems, believing that they're cold-bloodedly executing this when they're the opposite of cold-blooded. You people are going to destroy yourselves. You're not just going to destroy us. You can't destroy the general public without destroying yourselves. Have you not learned history? No matter how powerful your genetic engineering, no matter how powerful your computers, no matter how powerful your systems, I don't care that Google can predict mass movements down to almost 100%. Of course, that's what DARPA built it for. I told you 15 years ago I knew it was a crystal ball. What do you think that crystal ball is going to do? It's going to destroy you along with us. You people aren't gods, and you're not meant to be gods. And humanity is only crawling right now. Could humanity in the future control these systems? Assuredly, yes. But not until there's real leadership that doesn't seek to dumb down and destroy, but seeks to unleash the fires of liberty and stand back in awe at what humans can do. I admire strength and beauty. I admire creativity. I admire art. I admire people doing better than I do. When someone's better looking than I or smarter than I'm not disgusted by them. I'm not envious or jealous. I admire them because they are a human and so am I. And it's that type of understanding that is going to free this species. We have the worst of our people running things, who have graduated by degree in the crimes against humanity they've committed until they now are a charnel house orgying in corruption, trying to one-up each other on how ruthless and bloodthirsty and sickening they are. The art houses in New York and Berlin and Paris, for decades, the most popular, highest-selling art is the most vile, ugly things you can imagine. And the elite battle with each other to own the most sickening, disgusting, frivolous art they can because it's part of a sick debasing. It's part of tithing to evil, tithing to ugliness. They're not stupid to pay $55 million for a skull with upside-down crosses painted on it and crusted with diamonds. They're doing it to worship the dark energy they've given themselves over to. And it is your inability out there to uncloak these people. And all you got to do is open your eyes. They're not cloaked. All you got to do is put the sunglasses on, the spiritual, psychological, survival instinct glasses, and go with your gut, go with your intuition, go with history, with common sense, and you will suddenly see them for what they are. And it is disgusting and pathetic. When I look at Rick Perry, I don't see someone powerful and strong. I see a crone, a wraith, a stilted, jilted, owned, twisted, empty vessel for dust. I see the same thing with Obama, a prancing teleprompter reading joke. I can see them. What are they saying? They live. I got one that can see. It's so easy to see. But you've got to be ready to face what you see once you open your mind's eye. You have to be ready. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. You take the blue pill and you go back to where you were. And all of this is forgotten and it's just a dream. You take the red pill and we go down the rabbit hole. But as you reach for the red pill, remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. We have let evil run rampant and take over every facet of society. We have taught ourselves that corruption and ugliness is sexy and powerful and cool because it's aberrant. We have sold ourselves on bondage, that it's trendy to go with the flow. Some people get freaked out by this radio show, and they should. But don't get freaked out in despair. This is the great challenge. You should thank your lucky stars that you are alive right now and part of this great challenge. You are alive at the beginning of the greatest conflict and challenge that our species and this planet has ever seen. The future destiny of our species and all those that came before us and all the 7 billion alive today and all of the trillions to come at the birth of our species, the true next level of where we're going. We are here at that jump point. We are here at that crossroads. The globalists look out across the seas of time and they see the empowering opportunities of uplifting humanity. But because of their fallen nature, they seek to covet this information for themselves, lest you get it and they no longer be in power. But they will never be able to attain those heights that they can see if they do not repent and change their ways. They will not go forward. They are barred. They are blocked. They are damned by their own decisions. They will not go forward into the future. The pit that the technocrats have dug for humanity is a pit that they are at the bottom of. Only by turning with knowledge and love and honor and goodness does this species have any hope of obtaining the unattainable, and that is survival. Following the course of the controllers leads us to certain doom. Doom is more than a word. Doom is so much more. Doom is complete. Doom is forever. Doom is irrevocable. Doom is where this road leads. And all of you that believe you will protect yourselves and your families by joining with the system or by trying to sit on the fence You are neither hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. Do you want to be spit out of the universe's mouth? Is that what you seek? Better to join with Satan willingly. Better to join and consciously know the evil missile you ride right into Hades than to think you're going to cheat God of justice. You don't think there's good and evil. Look around you. You don't think there's a God. Look where you are, in the middle of wonderment, spinning through space, the light of distant stars, many of which long extinct, burn, burn in your eye, burn in your mind, burn forever in your soul, the light of creativity and creation. We are made in the image of the great creator. The devil is not the grand architect. The devil takes God's name and is a counterfeit. We're going to return with the tipping point, then all the news and your phone calls. I'm done preaching.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners, you want to grow dirt cheap superfoods, should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Drunken Ira Haynes, he won't answer anymore.
not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Thank you for joining me.
Gather around me, people.
So you've got another big scientific outfit that's come out and said, wow, once 10% believe in something and stand for it, nothing can stop them. You're talking about less than one-tenth of 1% that are true Luciferian globalists. And even if you're an atheist and go, Alex, I don't want to hear about gods and devils, the globalists at the top do worship Lucifer. And I've infiltrated their meetings. I've gotten their documents. I've covered it ad nauseum. Skull and bones, you know about it. That's who they believe they're getting their power from. They do have some power, don't they? The god of this world. And continuing here, Natural News had a report on this a month ago that I mentioned. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. So, see, we have the truth. We have historical evidence. We have facts. They just have a bunch of dumbed-down propaganda. And that's why the globalists put out so many different spectrums of disinformation to just flood the political and sociological and economic debate with a bunch of background noise and confusion. And that's a multi-thousand-year-old military system, a tactic of the fog of war, of confusion, of smoke. Going back thousands of years ago, they would routinely send outriders out to a completely different area randomly and start attacking people just to sow confusion. And, in fact, if you go back to some of the British intelligence maxims that have been declassified that go back over 200 years, they would say little prayers at the end of their meetings about, may our enemy be confounded and confused. May we sow discord and confusion in their ranks. May we be focused and clear. This is what it's all about. The globalists know exactly what they're doing. They're following their program. So bold that if anyone had the courage to actually look at their own writings, they would immediately all be arrested. Peer pressure causes people to literally alter their memories of recent events. Because humans are highly social animals, and for many years, psychologists have observed a variety of both positive and negative effects resulting from a human tendency called memory conformity. When groups of people are exposed to a similar experience, their recollections of the experience, as well as their feeling and values related to the event, tend to reshape over time in order to conform to those of their peers. Empirical evidence of memory conformity and social compliance have been suggested by classic psychological studies conducted in the 50s. Famous experiments and studies have been conducted in schools, prisons, and workplace settings. But earlier this year, the Journal of Science published a study providing the strongest neurological evidence yet in support of the existence of memory conformity. And basically what they would do is show somebody a red car, but then have the authority figures say this is a blue car, and the majority of the people in the university setting would then believe it was the wrong color. If it was really blue and they said red, they would say it was red. If it was really red, they would say blue. And that's the cold-blooded control freak game of these media pundits and people that work at CNN and Fox. They're into conning people. They're not into unleashing humanity and telling people the truth and going, here's the keys. You know, here's what I've learned. Here's my knowledge. Now, increase your power. They don't just marvel. They don't like watching powerful rockets launch into space. They don't like seeing people pole vault and do incredible things. They're threatened by it. They're the greedy, hateful people. They enjoy lying and watching people be conned.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.